Oh, yeah, that was 33 miles, and thank you. Yeah, you know, today is a good day to be thankful. Of course, every day is a good day to be thankful, but today we are especially thankful for cows. Yes, I said cows. It is Cow Appreciation Day, and on the phone with me right now, we have Heath Wenig from Dorchester, Iowa. He's a dairy farmer. Good morning, Heath.
Good morning.
Now, how long have you been dairy farming?
I've done it my whole life. So about 40 years.
Okay, now you actually operate the family farm, right?
Yes, yeah, I'm the fifth generation there. It's been in the family for 150 years.
Wow. So this is something you grew up with. So hard work is not a foreign concept to you.
Nope, it's normal.
Yeah, to me, it's a hard life. When I come in early in the morning, I see the dairy farmers up already, you know, milking, and then it never stops, does it? I mean, it's 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
It is,
So do you ever get tired of that?
Oh, on days when things maybe don't go the way you'd hope they would, it gets a little frustrating, but no, I don't. I love it.
Well, since it is Cow Appreciation Day, tell us what you love about cows.
Well, I just think they're a wonderful creature that God created. The ability to take stuff that we can't digest and use it for any good, they can take and produce milk and dairy products and meat. And I think they're an awesome pet. They're got a great personality. I actually kind of prefer them over cats and dogs even.
So they actually have personalities.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some of them are more mischievous than others, and some are more laid back. Some are a little more uptight. And
Interesting. I mean, they all look laid back to me when I'm, drive down the road and I see cows in the field. They all look like so laid back. But so do your cows know you?
oh, yes. Yeah. Actually, got a great example of that. I recently had some pastured about 30 miles from here. And I go and visit them once a week, and the one just like particularly seemed to miss me. She would come up to me and nuzzle me, and just like she had missed me.
Oh,
Yeah.
that is so sweet. So what is the secret to a happy cow?
Well, probably feeding them good because that's what they spend most of their life doing is eating.
Well, thank you, Heath. Thanks for all your hard work, and thank you for raising those dairy cows, taking good care of them.
All right, thank you.
You have a blessed day.
You too.